Amos chapter 3. 7 rhetorical questions that deserve our attention as they reveal that there are results that are inevitably connected to their causes. The first and most notorious of these is, can two people walk together without agreeing to do so? A relationship is not just holding hands while you understand each other. It's also having lots of misunderstandings and still not leaving each other's hands. Often after arguing about different opinions, I hear people say, "Let's agree to disagree." I look forward to a time so open-minded that I'll hear people say, "I'm right and you can be too." To walk together, we must agree on where we are going, when we are going, what we are going for, and to walk at the same pace. And of course, having the same theme or our walk won't last very long. We can also achieve such a degree of intimacy and mutual trust that we don't need to talk, just walk hand in hand. Something like this must have happened with Enoch, who walked steadily with God, and then one day he was simply gone. God took him. My God and I always walk together. We join our hands in sweet fellowship, and his presence and sweet peace I enjoy. My God and I united his loyal love. My God and I walk through the meadow in intimate friendship, in sweet communication. I talk to him. I tell him all my sorrows. My God and I, we chat along the way.